All right, here we are. Team Puerto Rico, Filthy Phil and Alex Martin. You guys didn't make the A main, but you gave it a good try in the B main. Phil, talk about the weekend.
Yeah, it was okay. We, you know, we drew 33rd gate pick, which didn't help us. You know, I had a bad start.
Great Britain had 40.
Yeah, and Searle came out on top. You know, but I got no excuses. So I got 11th in my qualifier. I came back from like 25th, which was okay. And Alex, he struggled a little bit.
I'm gonna ask Alex.
Got a bit of a butt cramp. So and then, yeah, today in the B final, I ripped the whole shot, which was good. I gave my inside gate to Alex because obviously there's 450s, and I ripped the start. Yeah, I had a bad first two laps, actually bad first five laps, went back to fifth, crawled my way back up to third. By that time, the two guys were already gone, which I didn't even know who they are, but they were on rails. They were fast.
They were a few seconds faster than everybody else a lap, like their best time. So, yeah they were good.
Yeah, for sure. And I showed
Latvia and I don't know.
Yeah, no, they were fast. I was really surprised, and I felt them there. I struggled with my bike set up. I just, you know, over here kicking it by myself. So, but, yeah, other than that, it was a learning curve. We should have never been in the B final to begin with. But it was a cool experience. I'm glad I came and was able to experience the destinations.
If you didn't make it, at least Canada didn't, right?
Yeah, they were going down with me, that was for sure.
Hey, Alex, talk about your weekend here.
You know, it was a great experience and grateful for the opportunity to come over here and be in an event like this is a great opportunity for sure. And, you know, had fun. It was a bummer that we weren't able to put it into the final. You know, had a first practice, I think I was 13, so it was looking like it was going to be a good weekend. And the race, the qualifier on Saturday just cramped up real bad and wasn't able to ride to my potential. And you know, it's all me. I can't blame it on anyone else, and just move forward and try and fix my mistakes and just become a better rider.
Did that cramp bother you today too?
Yes, it did. And I honestly don't know where it came from or what it's all about, but tried to work on it from Saturday to Sunday. But you know, we were close on Saturday to making it in, and we were close today. We were 1 point away from making it in. So you know, it's, I think for the first time being here, it was fun, but at the same time, it's so disappointing not to be able to make it in. But you know, it was really surprising just to see the depth of the competition was really strict, stiff here. You know, because you got guys with their visors down, and they just look like total goons, but they are hauling ass. You know, so it was definitely something different. The style points are not there for this event, but they were definitely cruising, and you know, hopefully I can get a chance to do this again in the future.
Phil, yeah, even though you're grouchy most of the time and you didn't make the A main, it's still, and you're not really Puerto Rican, but you kind of are, or whatever, it's still, it's a check on the resume that you got to race the Motocross of Nations. I mean, it's cool.
No, for sure, and that's why I did it. To say I've done it, hang the number plate up on the wall, you know, it's awesome. And just to see the way the GPs are, you know, obviously I went to Australia for 8 months and got to see that. And, you know, who knows, maybe in the future I'll come to Europe and do the GPs 1 year. And obviously I like outdoors a little bit better, but, yeah, it's all in all, like Alex said, it would have been better to be in the A final, but, yeah, it's...
To be fair, your third rider, although I'm sure he's a nice guy and a wonderful person, needed some help.
Yeah, it's... But that's the thing, you know, obviously Puerto Rico's not a big country, so they don't have a lot to draw from. Obviously America's got a lot more depth, but still it was awesome to come over, and he gave it his all. But it's hard to do this event with only two riders, you know, that are able to get good scores, so that hurt a little bit, but it still doesn't matter. Even without the third rider, you still should have been able to make it into the A final, whether you like it or not. So that hurts me pretty bad, and it's probably sting for a while, but it is what it is.
Maybe just blame Troll?
Oh, yeah. I'll be pissed at him for a while now.
Alex, did you like the track? What do you think of the track?
Yeah, I can't say I like the track, but it was it took me a while to adjust to it, and I'm still not adjusted to it, actually. But just the bumps are really hard. They left them from Saturday, you know, so they got hard overnight, and the ruts were really deep. And it's just a different type of terrain that I'm not used to. I really haven't spent much time on it. So, yeah, I like Millville better.
Yeah, shocker. He likes Millville better. Well, hey, guys, it was cool. Yeah, like you said, it's cool to have you here, and it's a good experience no matter how you do. And now you know how Osborne feels.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't care about Zach. So, but it's still, all in all, it don't matter. Like, I should have, if I would have won today, we would have went 1-9 for 10, and we would have been in. So,
yeah, I'd like to add one more thing. I'm just really grateful that I was able to ride the Dixon Yamaha over here. You know, I've heard a lot of good things about the bike, and to actually be able to get a chance to race it was definitely a great opportunity. I'm very grateful for it, and it lived up to the hype, to say the least. Yeah.
Yeah, well, look at Ferris, right? He's pulling holies on that thing.
Yeah, yeah, things like the Formula One car for motocross.
All right, thanks, man.
Yep, appreciate it.